Yeah, we are happy, we are glad to be here this morning. And you will allow me to use my telephone because I cannot read very well. Let us invite the media to project something before we know what we're going to talk about. Please, media, I hope you're ready. With the slide, you will watch that one. What do you see? I see much smoke coming from the industry. It goes up there, and certainly it's going to reach even the sky and the sun. It can have some effect on the sun. Scientific people can tell us that it can contribute to the destruction of ozone layer, which is near the sun, to protect us from the sun burning us. The sun can burn us if we don't have ozone layer. With this kind, you can go to the next slide. What do you see? To save time, I see a sea, a river in which we have fish, but all the fish are dead. Why are all these fish dead? They didn't fish them. Same, millions of fish, some young fish and big ones, are dead on the sea. Why? Because of human being practices. Sometimes they can use chemical to fish, or they dump products which pollute the sea. And the effect is that we can no longer have young fish. All other wildlife in this sea are dead now. You go ahead. I see. You could go to the next one where we have a green. Here we have a land. Okay, I see destruction. We have a land without a wood, all the wood are cut off. And the next one, you come back to the green slide, where we have a good forest. Here we have a forest. It's a green, and you see there up, the sky is clean because of that forest. The forest will renew the gas, the carbon we are releasing, and it gives new oxygen that we can breathe well. Then come back to the wood, the stripped wood. See, now they cut the wood, and you come back to that, the other one, where the land is stripped from, no, the other one. Yes, that forest we saw is now cut off by human beings because of business, because of personal interest, and now you see everything is down. And if the water will fall on that ground, nothing will sustain them, nothing will hold it from creating some kind of erosion. And you see it's naked, the land is naked. Even if you grow something there, it will not grow anymore. Go to the cracked land. Next slide. Yeah, that one. You see, this is a land. I don't know. Me, I come from a family of farmers. My mom cannot grow any seed there and that it will arise again. It will no longer sprout. So everything is dead. You cannot grow any seed here and that you will expect to harvest. The consequences, if you have such a land, you will go starving. Food insecurity. Because of practices, we have cut off the land, we have stripped the land from the grasses, and nothing can nourish, replenish the minerals in the land, and then everything is dead. You go ahead. If there is any other. Is there any other? Finish. Okay, thank you. You might wonder why we are talking about all this. We are talking about all this because we are going to talk about the environment protection. All this is in part of the environment as we see it. So we'll talk about the environment protection. Let us read this from the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. I will go faster because the time is running. Genesis chapter 1. But if you go home, you can read the whole chapter of Genesis. Genesis from chapter 1 to chapter 3. And you can also read Genesis chapter 7 from 1 to 16 verse. But we will select some verses time-wise. Let us read from 28. I will start from 26. Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our image to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that move along the ground." 28. Then God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and govern it. Reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all animals that move along the ground." Then God said, "Look, I have given you everything for every seed bearing plant throughout the earth, and all the fruits trees, the fruit tree for your food. And I have given every green plant as food for all the wild animals, the birds, and in the sky." Let us read as well the other verse in Genesis chapter 2, but we don't need to read. I will tell you throughout the text of Genesis chapter 2. God also created, the narrator talked about the creation of God, and he created the human being that he will cultivate the garden. He will cultivate all the garden. I will be coming back to other texts when I'm developing this topic. If I can remind you again, today we are going to talk about the environment protection. It is the responsibility of human beings to talk about the environment protection, because God created human being in his kindness. Human being has been created in the image of God because God had a purpose for this. As we read in this text, He has been given to reign over the creation, the whole creation. As we are talking about about environment, what do we understand by environment? All this I have shown, I can say that this is environment. I can also remind you that the preoccupation of talking about environment is not only in this church. We know that the whole world was celebrating the International Environment Day last June 5. For us, we decided to talk about this today. It doesn't matter, all the time we need to talk about the environment, because the text we read is that God gave the human being to reflect on the environment, to take the responsibility. God created the human being because after he had created everything, he found out that everything is good. He started with light, with separating water from the earth, with grasses, with animals, before even creating the human being, according to the writer of Genesis setting. Why? Because a human being cannot develop out of nothing. He cannot develop without any environment. He needs all this for food. He needs the environment for air. He needs the environment for water. He needs the environment for his survival and for his life. This is the reason why in the creation setting, the human being came last. And it is God's will. And again, what is interesting, after having, the human being is a creation. And all the trees and the water, fauna, flora, air, sky and earth, all are created by God. But what is interesting, we know that God is powerful. He takes care of what he has created. But he didn't want to do it without human being. This is the reason why he created him with in his kind. And he gave to the human being the responsibility. When I'm talking about human being, is male and female. He already created them in his image. He gave them the responsibility because he intends them to be co-worker with him. We are co-worker with God. What God could have done, he let us do because he already gave the necessary capacity for us to do it. And that's what we read from Genesis, if you start from the beginning, the very beginning. When human beings have been thought of this responsibility on international level, because I talked about the International Day of Environment, they noticed that it seems that we are losing more and more this responsibility as human beings. Because when we read the STEM report produced during the World Environment Day, STEM report, we found that if we don't take care of the environment, if we don't protect the environment, we will have a bad experience in life. For example, in this report it has been said that 7 million people, including 600,000 children, die annually from causes related to the poor air quality. Because the air is no longer suitable, conducive for human being, and then we end up by dying. It might be through different diseases which we cannot expect due to lack of the quality of air, but people are dying 7 million from this kind of this air pollution. Part of this air pollution is due to the kind of practices you saw there on the industry with vomit, much smoke. And not only that, there are other practices which can also destroy the environment like that. When we use our cars, the gas can contribute to the environment destruction. All different practices which do not protect the environment. When we read this kind of report, we said it is horrible. If we don't wake up, we don't raise our consciousness, we don't urge ourselves to protect the environment, very soon our planet might die. We saw another kind, because when we talk about environment, we have to know that we talk about water, sea, animals, human beings, and the whole ecosystem, and this constitutes our environment. The whole biosphere, all this is our environment. So, how do we protect this environment, the ecosystem? Let us come back to the text we just read. The text we just read is very important for us to guide us. The human being is very, very important in this environment, as well as any kind of creation, creature that which exists in this environment. When we read, if you read deeply the text of Genesis, you will find out that God was insisting, the writer was insisting, talking about vegetables which can serve for food, other trees, talking about animals, talking also about crawling animals, meaning those crawling everything, even what can be dreadful for me, is very important in this environment. They are our neighbors, and we need, and the human being has been given to take care of all this. I used to be afraid of a lizard, that small gecko, and I said, why did God create this one? I don't see the importance of this, it scared me. But when somebody explained the importance of this gecko, the small lizard, the white one, he said, no, this can eat the mosquito, and the mosquito is dangerous for you. And I said, even this one is very important. Give a meaning, we will transform this creation without torturing, without distorting this creation. But we have done it. He didn't show another slide which I can comment on. The media was supposed to show the picture of what we are doing even right now in this city. For example, we are now in the culture of consumerism due to globalization. We want to consume things in plastic, which we do not even know how to manage. We don't know how to manage the trash, and we throw it, we dump it in the sewage, the drainage, we dump it in the sea, in the lake. Maybe here it's not yet happening, but if you go along the sea, the lake here, you will see some of what I'm talking about. And you will see bottles, plastic bottles, floating on the water, all types of plastics floating on the water, and the water which was clean is no longer clean. Even the fish can die in. And some people also, the sewage, they open it to the lake or to the sea, the sewage. From all the septic tank, they orient the pipe to the water, and all this dirty water will flow in the lake or in the sea. All this shows that we are so selfish. We think that we love ourselves, now destroying this water. But the consequences, the bad result will come back to us. This morning, I want each one of us to ask himself, how can I contribute to the protection of our environment? Because we always think that the sin is to refuse to believe in Jesus. But we as disciples, how do we live in harmony with this environment? How many plants, how many trees have you planted beside your compound? How many trees are you cutting every day to export timbers, contributing to the destruction of our environment, like what we saw there? You will say it's a good business, but good business, a destructive business. Because the time is over, I would like that every one of us to go with this assignment. It is an assignment. How many bags, plastic bags, do you use a day? How do you manage them? If you manage them, won't it be a way of destroying also the ozone layer, that the climate will be warming all the time? Each one should raise this question to him and take an engagement of doing even a very small thing towards the protection of our environment. You will read the text of Genesis chapter 8, and not Genesis, Romans chapter 8, the whole text, you will see how responsible we were supposed to be to for the protection of our environment. It is a duty to me, it's a duty to you, to change the behavior, to know how you can treat fairly the environment. And if you want to know more about this, go to Google. This time everybody is having this telephone. Please go to Google and choose, look for images of environmental destruction. You will see all what is happening throughout the world. We should not face this. We need air, clean air. We need clean water. We need food. We need a good environment for the glory of the Lord. May God bless each one of us.